The University of Wyoming has prioritized testing for its community during the COVID-19 pandemic. Its testing program started at the beginning of the school year, and it's been an important tool as UW monitored the presence of the virus. Wyoming Public Radio's Ivy Engel has more.
It started with randomized testing. Then it evolved into weekly tests for all employees and graduate students, and twice-weekly tests for all undergraduate students. Through a partnership with Vault Health, all of these tests were free to the UW community, but they were costly to the university. So the school started developing its own test that saves time, money, and resources. State Vet Lab Director Will Ligreed is in charge of running the samples. He says they're done in batches or pools.
We have scarce resources. I mean, everybody is testing, so resources are really hard to come by. So by pooling samples, we use one quarter the number of resources. That comes also with a reduced cost. If you're using a quarter as much, the cost goes down significantly.
This allows them to test more people. They take the saliva of four people, combine it, and do a test. Ligreed says combining the samples dilutes them very little, and it doesn't cause a higher rate of false positives. The machine that combines them tracks whose saliva it is using a QR code etched in the bottom of their tubes. That's linked to a person's campus ID when they check in for testing.
It keeps track of every sample and every movement of every sample.
Another big advantage to using robotics is that someone doesn't have to do the tedious tasks like putting hundreds of samples together. He says this will be even more important when students return and the number of tests increases significantly. If a pool tests positive, then all four people in that pool have to take an individual confirmatory test to find which is carrying the virus. Dr. Donna O'Toole at the vet lab says this is a common sampling method for animals.
That's kind of a standard procedure that is used, and we do that all the time with animal diseases, like for some of the common viral diseases. Like if a herd is tested, we will do pooling. Sometimes the pooling is small, like 5 samples in a pool or 20 samples in a pool, and it's just to try and bring the cost down.
But he says it's only an efficient system if the rate of positive cases is low.
If you've got a high number of positives, there's a lot of retests being done to identify who in that pool was positive. Was it one person or two people? So instead of it just being a one-stage test, if there's a lot of positives, you're doing a lot of retesting to identify which individual rather than groups of four.
Ligreed agrees and says UW has actually been doing fairly well.
Even at the worst this fall in the university, from a testing standpoint, the number of cases was relatively low, certainly less than 10%. So from an efficiency standpoint, we're still ahead of the game by having people undergo pooled testing, surveillance-type testing.
He admits it's an inconvenience for people to be retested, but the numbers really aren't that high. One thing the pooling approach doesn't do is make it clear if you're positive or negative for the virus. If your result is part of a negative pool, the email simply thanks you for your participation. If your result is part of a positive pool, it tells you to come back for an individual retest. This has confused many UW community members, but Ligreed says this might not be such a bad thing.
So what we don't want to have people do is get a negative result and think, I'm good to go. I can, go about my business as normal because I'm not infected. That's just not what a negative test tells you.
The university is currently testing between 2,000 and 3,000 people a week. That number will increase when students return to campus. UW believes this vigorous testing approach is the best way they can keep COVID-19 numbers under control. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.